Stream us on the official ESPN 97.5 app. Presented by Sawgrass Steakhouse. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in, SportsMap 94.1. You're a little late to the party, but better late than never. We're happy to have you as we continue to roll on with The Usual Suspects. Final hour of the show, then at 4 up until 7, the Blitz will take you home. You don't have to do a thing, as they will continue to simulcast all 3 hours of their show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Covered some Astros, covered some UFC.
I promised our listeners that I would give them Justin Ledet, who joined us, UFC fighter Justin Ledet, who joined us on the show earlier. And this is his social media stuff. If you want to get to it on Instagram, it's Ledet_Justin. That's L-E-D-E-T, Ledet_Justin. And then on Twitter, it's Justin Ledet MMA. So at Justin Ledet MMA. Ledet is L-E-D-E-T. There you go. Cool. As promised.
That was a good interview, so you can check all that out as well. We still have a full hour to get to a whole bunch of other stuff. Hadn't talked any hoops. Got a lot going on with the Astros, with the fact that they've got a winning streak going right now. They've got the A's in town starting tonight. We did mention the fact Kyle Tucker is now up. Gerrit Cole pitching tonight. Just your thoughts real quick on, did Colin McHugh get screwed? Because the thing is, I don't think the rest of the league really knows enough about Colin McHugh, and they just thought he's a starter that's going to fill a role in the bullpen. And I don't think they took time to delve into, because when you look at the stats and look at the guys that have been all-stars in the past and his numbers, not only are they comparable, in a lot of cases, they're better. Better than a Dellin Betances. Better than an Andrew Miller. Better than guys who had similar innings pitched leading up to an all-star game and got more recognition. But on the other side of the coin, that's why I threw it out there. It's one thing if you're voted one of the top three outfielders and you're in, but from Springer's case, he's really been scuffling lately. The fact I was surprised that he got in.
So which one do you want me to do, Springer or?
Do both.
So I think when the case of Colin McHugh, his numbers might look as good, but he's not pitching in the same type of high leverage situation that some of those cats are. And that to me makes a big difference. And I'm not saying that he couldn't and he wouldn't excel at that, but right now he's not a guy that's coming in the ninth inning with runners on second and third and no outs to try to get out of the inning and save a game. So I think that has something to do with it. His numbers are impressive. And I mean, there's always going to be a snub, and you've got a guy in middle relief. It surprises me a little bit that AJ Hinch wouldn't try to add him. But again, it's player vote, manager vote. So there's a ton of relievers out there, and that's the problem.
Plus, the other thing is, ever since they instituted this rule where every team has to have at least one guy,
right,
that makes it even more difficult. And the fact of the matter is, look, Miller's an eighth inning guy. He's a setup guy, but he has a reputation, which is, you know, one of the best left-handed relievers in the game. And so
who on this list would you not include? Aroldis Chapman, Edwin Diaz, Joe Jimenez, Craig Kimbrell, or Blake Treinen?
Well, I could tell you that I know every guy's the intricacies of every guy's stats, but I can't do that.
Right.
I'm just saying, look, I know I watch social media, obviously. I see a lot of the backlash, the feedback, and a lot of it was. And Granato's been a guy pushing the envelope on McHugh for sure. But even from a starting perspective, Charlie Morton's 11-2. His numbers are fantastic. But also, I think Astros fans, because of when we talked about earlier about being more of a popular team now, a lot of people, you know, jumping on the bandwagon. But there's only so many spots you can have for one team.
So I take it by your response, a guy like Blake Treinen is not on your radar.
No.
Well, when you hear his numbers, you tell me if you would replace him with Colin McHugh. 5-1 as a reliever. 5-1. He's got a
how many innings pitched?
0.81 ERA.
Okay.
And 44 innings pitched.
So more innings than McHugh, uh-huh, and a lower earned run average.
Uh-huh. He has given up, he's striking out 10, almost 11 per 9. He's at 10.9. He has 54 strikeouts in those 44 innings. So, again, it's one of those things where if he's left off and Colin McHugh gets added, are you upset? Not really, because you can make a case for both. But numbers-wise, that's a cat that his numbers are better right now.
And I'm not going to argue with you on that. And I hear what you're saying and see what you're laying down, and I'm good with it. I'm just saying, look, I know because there's a lot of people out there. And, look, I just think it's been impressive what McHugh's been able to do. And
oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm not saying
McCullers was out there tweeting for his support of him getting in the game. But the other thing that you got to keep in mind, too, especially with McHugh, is the fact that he is this year's peacock in a lot of ways, right? Because like you said, the leverage situations are different. Like the other night, he came in, pitched three straight innings, and it was in a tight situation in Arlington. But other times, he's just called upon to be the long reliever or to give them, extra innings so that they can save some arms in the pen. So it's a different situation than just being a reliever or a setup guy, a pure eighth inning guy. But at the same time, obviously Astros fans are all over it because of the fact that it's been impressive. And Peacock's been a little off. Obviously, we've talked about the struggles of the bullpen from time to time. And the fact that he's been able to step up and kind of assume a big role has been huge for Astros fans.
Yeah, and I don't know that he there's always going to be snubs in this because there's always guys that are deserving. You can get on any sports website right now and find an article about the top five snubs from the All-Star team,
sure.
And you can make a case for all of them. Now, I mean,
well, that's the other thing.
You
I
asked
saw.
About George Springer.
Yeah, and while you're looking at that stuff, I mean, the biggest thing to me I was going to say is there's a lot of lists out there.
Mm-hmm.
None of those lists are including McHugh and Charlie Morton.
Oh,
that kind of surprise.
I've seen him on a couple. I've seen McHugh for sure. But I mean, yeah, Springer, I get why he got added, but I think it was a reputation thing.
I agree.
And I think that the coaching staff and AJ Hinch had a lot to do with that. And the players, I mean, when you've got a guy that's as valuable to the Astros offense as George Springer is, you see why he got on, but it is hard to justify it. Thank God it's not, oh, what have you done this month? And it's more of a, what have you done overall? But even then, I mean, his numbers for the year they're not terrible, but I mean, hitting .248, 15 home runs, 43 RBIs, that's not bad for when you consider that it's from the leadoff spot.
Okay.
But I don't know. It did surprise me a little bit that
average
he made
is
it.
Down, obviously. Yeah.
OPS.
Oh, and then the other one that everybody's throwing out there, that's the one that I can't get on board with, is Evan Gattis as your DH.
No, that's just not.
And they're really serious.
You can't get hot. I mean, you can't get hot for a month and expect to make the All-Star team when it's been going on. You can't have a great June and just discount the fact that April and May sucked. That's not how the All-Star voting works. There are guys that have been doing it consistently. They just may be on teams that aren't getting enough credit. And who are you going to bump at DH?
And you can't bump J.D. Martinez because he's arguably the best hitter in the American League
overall.
What does
Nelson Cruz's numbers look like right now?
And that's the other one. Everybody was trying to compare him to Nelson Cruz. And it's like, plus, you look at a reputation as a designated hitter with pop and does everything. Nelson Cruz has been on that list for quite a few years. It's hard to slide a guy like that on the wayside. Plus, Seattle's having a hell of a year, as we know.
Nelson Cruz hitting .267. His OPS .909. 22 homers, 53 RBIs. You compare that with Evan Gattis, OPS of .832. So not close there. 18 homers, 62 RBIs, hitting .257. There's no reason to have Evan Gattis on there and not Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz has put up better numbers since the beginning of the season. So stop trying to put every Astro on the All-Star team. Not every Astro is an All-Star. They can be having great months. They could be hot right now, and that's great. But,
No doubt.
You can't have a team full of Astros. I'm
and as
sorry,
we know
Astros
in this
fan.
City, you can't please everybody all of the time, even though that shocks people out there who expect that everything that they think is what should be done. That and in wrestling. So we'll continue to move on. I do want to talk to you right now about look, it's raining outside again. People have had issues with their roof, and you're looking for a quality roofer you can trust. Well, I'm tired of hearing these people that have to deal with and endure all of this crap from all of these shady companies that are just trying to get money out of people's pockets, take advantage of the fact that they've had some tough situations, and then skip town without doing the work. You're not going to have to worry about any of that with my good friends at Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, I like it because they're local and they're dedicated to the community, and they do great work. Right now, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that if you call Fitz Roofing, they are going to make sure they come out, they assess your issues at no charge to you, and tell you everything that they can do and will do at a price that will be more than fair. And the fact of the matter is, they're better than anybody else out there because their warranties and their guarantees are going to be longer and better than most average roofing companies that are out there. But more so than anything else, the work they're going to do is going to be at a super high level. They're one of CertainTeed's select shingle master companies, and only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria just to get that status. They have it right here in your own backyard. They're going to take care of you. They're going to do an outstanding job on your roof. And they also care about our community so much that they give 10% of all their profits back to the Houston area through a nonprofit called Fitz for Families. The money goes to help people who have the financial needs of those that need a new roof, but they can't afford it. They help to make sure that those things happen. People get a roof over their head. It's all part of giving back because they're dedicated to the community of Houston, Texas. They get to the suburbs very easily. You can't miss their vehicles because they're all kind of highlighter-like, glow-in-the-dark colors, but it's just so that you take more notice and realize in your backyard, you've got a 5-star rated roofing company that's A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. They're great. It's FITZRoofing.com. That's FitzRoofing.com. Or give them a call straight out, 832-521-3001.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back in. It's The Usual Suspects. We're on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5 as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Talking about a lot of stuff, covering a lot of ground today on a Monday, which is great. Hope y'all are enjoying it as you fight through the traffic and weather, which we do not do together, by the way.
Who used to do that?
KTRH.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic and weather together. It's your one stop for news, sports, and weather.
Not anymore. Now it's just weird political stuff, right?
Now all you got to do is go to Sports Map. And yeah. Culture map and know what the hell is going on.
Can you dig it? All right. So this news broke, I guess you could say. Interested to get your thoughts on it. Chick-fil-A named America's favorite fast food restaurant.
Really?
You guys in? You in?
Now, I know as a station, everyone loves Chick-fil-A here. It seems
the lines
like.
Certainly indicate that.
Raheel and Dell cannot stop talking about Chick-fil-A and their chicken sandwiches and even their fries. Even Tyler gets in on this. To me, let me ask the question right off the top. Is Subway considered fast food?
Yes.
I think Subway should be the number one.
I would disagree with that for sure.
In terms of like just pure usage?
Well, they have the most.
They have the most locations.
But that doesn't mean they're number one.
Okay. Because I'm not a big fast food guy, as you know. I think Subway would be just in terms of...
So domestically, Chick-fil-A is definitely up there. It's in the top three, I would argue.
It's based off of customer satisfaction index polls and questions and so forth. So it's basically like when you leave a fast food restaurant, do you have that warm fuzzy? Were you glad you went? Was the food good? Was the service good? And I think that's where Chick-fil-A shines over everybody else. It almost becomes a game for me. Where I'll see how many times I can say thank you so that the person has to say my pleasure. I was like, thank you, my pleasure. Well, thank you for that. My pleasure. Thank you, my pleasure. Thank you, my pleasure.
That was a genius idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Whoever thought of that?
And you can always tell people that used to work at Chick-fil-A.
They'd be working at Whataburger and they're still saying my pleasure.
Well, yeah. Nora and I were, where did we go eat? We went to some restaurant and they brought us our food. I was like, thank you. She was like, my pleasure.
Oh, so former Chick-fil-A employee?
Yeah. That was my first thought. Oh, she used to work at Chick-fil-A. It's like... It's good even if you didn't work there, but you're cognizant of it. Maybe you've gone to a Chick-fil-A, and now you respond when people say thank you with my pleasure. It's just the spreading of good manners and kindness, and that's good.
Have you tried thanks for not being open on Sundays? My pleasure.
Yeah, I didn't try that one.
Thought I'd throw that out there.
I I have to say, though, if it's based on customer satisfaction, think about this, all right? So you get they always ask you when you're a meal, do you want any dipping sauces or anything, regardless of what you get. When I get a chicken sandwich and fries, do you want any dipping sauce with that? Yeah, give me some ranch with it. How many do you want? You win because you go to McDonald's and they're stingy as hell.
They're not going to offer
Nick,
unless
you with this with Whataburger. Like, Whataburger, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you get one dipping sauce for every 10 nuggets. I'm out here starving on that, man. I can't get my chicken nugget on with one dipping sauce.
Is that really a ratio?
Yeah,
they never give you enough. I don't think Chick-fil-A gives you enough.
10 nuggets is way out of
whack. That's whack. Yeah, I can't do that. So, you know what? I'll get my chicken nuggets at Chick-fil-A
now. It
should
be one for like five.
They're like Oprah with the sauce. You get a sauce. You get it. Everybody's getting a sauce. However many you want. They don't care. Man, McDonald's stingy.
I don't go to McDonald's.
Super stingy. And then I don't leave happy. Because then I'm like, man, I'm going to eat these dry-ass chicken nuggets because I'm going to run out of this ranch.
That ratio's awful. Maybe like one dipping sauce for like three nuggets or two.
And some places now are like, you got to ask for ketchup. Remember back in the day, they would just chunk as many ketchup packets as they could fit in their hand, which, by the way, is kind of gross because then they've been touching them and then they hit your fries.
That's why I like the Whataburger ketchup.
Oh, boy.
That's why
here
I like the Whataburger ketchup.
Why?
Because they don't, even if you...
It's got that big bucket.
Right, and you can just peel it open, and there's no way their fingers were touching that part of the...
No, but, I mean, it's still touching the outside, and then they throw it in your bag, and it lands on your fries.
No, where you're opening up those packets...
With your mouth? No,
that's where their fingers were.
Yeah.
Okay, but, like, with Whataburger, when they open up
I see what your point is. Yeah.
You don't get their fingerprint
there. That's true, and it's spicy, and you can't get that anywhere else. But also... I think for some reason I don't know what Chick-fil-A does, but I feel like I'm being fooled with the amount of fries that I get. I feel like it's deceptive. The waffle fry, it's deceptive.
I would agree with that.
It's
not that many fries.
No,
I don't feel filled. The problem with me and Chick-fil-A is not the quality of the food ever.
I know exactly where you're going.
I'm never full.
Exactly. When I go to Chick-fil-A, I have to get.
You can get the 12 piece as opposed to the 8. Doesn't matter.
No. Give me the number one, add cheese, which, by the way, and I know I've bitched about this before because it happened. How could Chick-fil-A not melt cheese? This was an actual conversation between me and a Chick-fil-A worker one day. Hi, can I get a number one? Would you like cheese on it? Yes. Pepper jack. Could you make sure they melt it? We can't do that. What the hell you mean you can't melt cheese? Do you guys not have fire back there? How do you?
Wait, she didn't just say my pleasure?
No, she's like, we can't do that. What do you mean you can't do that? How are you not? You're Chick-fil-A. You can cook a chicken, but you can't melt cheese? I was stunned. And when I got my chicken sandwich, cold ass cheese, not melted at all.
How can they do that? That's ridiculous.
How do you not melt? That's the key.
All they got to do is wrap their stuff in foil, and that would fix
it. Dude, I just throw it in the microwave for 15 seconds. Well, nobody's gonna know.
It's gonna dry it up. No, I don't want my stuff put in my. I don't want it in my
with the patties.
I don't want my chicken sandwich thrown in the microwave.
Go prison style and get like a clothes iron and melt it like that. Prison style grilled cheese.
Didn't you say you played hockey with the patties?
That was at Wendy's.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah,
but still.
but like, so there's that. And then, so I get a number one and I get the fries and I upsize. I almost said water size. You can't water size at Chick-fil-A. That don't work like that way.
But, which they probably could use.
Yeah. But I upsize the fries and then I still get like a 12 count nugget. Still hungry.
Yeah. It's definitely more expensive in terms of the quantity of the food and they get away. It's one of those spots that gets away with it.
But it's so delicious.
Yeah.
And the service is so outstanding, except for not being able to figure out how to melt a piece of cheese. I think that's why they win.
My new favorite would be the minis in the morning.
The chicken minis? Oh, those are. If you weren't, okay, if hard. We took, so are you in agreement? No, you said Subway is your number one.
Well, I mean, just from my personal preference of what I go to the most.
Okay. So healthy, though.
But I mean, I was interested to hear your guys' feedback because it used to be just a two-way battle between Burger King and McDonald's.
Yeah. So if you are you in agreement that they're the number one when it comes to just are you happy with your experience and the food and everything about the whole thing?
They're not my number one, but it's a preference thing. I can see them up there.
I'd put Whataburger up number one.
I would definitely
had a
put Whataburger or Jersey Mike's, to be honest with you.
Really?
If you consider Jersey Mike's a thing.
I like Jersey Mike's as well.
Well, it's at places like that, they don't get it wrong because you're there pointing at all this stuff.
So you're like, no, I don't want that on there. I want that. And so you leave with your order 100% accurate every time.
For all 15 of the people on their list when they go to one of those places.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, they're more efficient in terms of their order taking, for sure.
That too.
For sure. They got the iPads with the people waiting out there in the heat, which I don't know how they convince them to do. But they do that anyway, and then they get your order in before you even.
They need, you know what they need to do, at like once a month at like the DMV, they should just bring in a bunch of Chick-fil-A people and let them run everything, because they would get everybody at the DMV in and out like that.
Well,
like,
I've seen on social media in the last week people bitching more and more about DMV wait lines.
Oh, it's always been bad.
It's always been bad, but you know they did these mega centers and things like that. So it's supposed to be faster, quicker. The one on the north side out towards you, Barry.
I went to that one.
It's massive. I've been there too. Lisa and I have both been there. But I guess because they shut down to actually try and make it more of a mega center, the one like over on Gessner or whatever,
yeah,
that everything else is more congested at the other ones, and it's just awful.
Yeah. I had a pretty good experience at the big one. But shout out to Donna, by the way. She said, hey, fellas, have a great week. I'm off to Vegas.
Good luck.
Yeah, man.
Travel safe.
Make some money. Lucky.
Should probably go to Summer League, Nick. Everybody goes.
I should go.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding.
I'll find a way.
Kelly
to go to
Eco's
Summer
there
League.
If you want to hit him up.
Is he going to Vegas?
He's already there.
It's good for him.
Yeah. So. Okay. We'll continue to roll on. Clarence, we see you. You are a chef and you want to talk Chick-fil-A. That should be entertaining. We'll be back with a whole lot more of Clarence and other things going on. Right now, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been friends with Mac for a long time. I believe in Gallery Furniture. I've got most of my furniture from Gallery Furniture. And the reasons are simple, because what they say is what they're going to do, which means you buy today, you get it tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, you get the furniture delivered to your house. Your delivery people are going to ask you, do you want things rearranged? Do you want things removed? How can we help you to better serve you in your furniture purchase, simply because of the fact that they know that you're in Houston, and as long as you need furniture, they want you to come to Gallery Furniture. They have 3 locations to better serve you across town: Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area, and of course the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Max sits at the front desk. He greets you at the door. He puts you in the hands of his capable salespeople, and everything goes from there. They have great brands like Stickley and all-American made solid wood type furniture, whether it's leather or upholstered. It's furniture that's going to last, it's going to look great in your house, and it's going to enhance the overall value and feeling that people get when they enter your home. It is fantastic stuff. They do great promotions as well. As you know, Mac likes to take care of the people of Houston and support the sports team, so therefore the Astros promotion is on again, which means if you spend $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic, and the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. Just another way that they can make sure that you are taken care of. And of course, there's no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. That's what I said earlier. That means you don't wait for your furniture like at other furniture stores. You can pick out what you like, but you can be waiting months before you get it delivered to your house. That's not the way it's going to go here. And of course, everything that Max says is everything they're going to do. That means Gallery really will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back, Usual Suspects. 30 more minutes left before the Blitz takes over. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. If you've been listening, then you know we play the name game every single day. And if you don't know what the name game is, it's your chance to win a pretty cool gift certificate, usually. And all you have to do is listen for your name and be the first caller if you hear your name. Today's prize is a gift certificate to St. Bernard, premier destination for all ski apparel, swimwear, and design apparel. They have stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. Make sure you make St. Bernard the place to go before you go on vacation. Unfortunately, we are not the show giving away that gift certificate today. Charlie Polillo on from 11 to 1 daily right here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. He was the one that gave it away, and the winner's name was Adrian. So congratulations to Adrian for winning that gift certificate to St. Bernard. Better luck next time. If your name was Adrian, it probably ain't happening again.
And we have Adrians that are big supporters of the show.
I thought we had an Adrian win already.
Including Yo Adrian. Oh, don't start that, Nick. Barry already got on me for that. Don't bring those little idiosyncrasies in.
I know we got to get to
Clarence. Adrian's fetus might have had a shot.
No. There's these, Adidas is coming out with these, the Boost, which I think I'm going to get some Boost to run in. I looked at those ones that you said. They look too much like Shape Ups for me.
I told you to check the Boost before you buy them just to try them on at the store to make sure that they fit right and they're the comfort level you want.
But in 2019, and I did, I went to the Foot Locker and threw some on. They're pretty nice. 2019, Adidas is coming out with the Game of Thrones collection. And some of these look pretty badass. And if you don't know what Game of Thrones is, like you don't know what the Night's Watch is or the White Walkers, but they've got some pretty slick.
I like the first one that you just showed.
The Night's Watch. Yeah. It's kind of got a Jordan's kind of feel to it. Black sneaker with the white midsole. But then they've got all these different colors. They've got a cream one for the House Targaryen. They've got Fire and Blood. They've got the House Lannister. So they've got all these different styles that are coming out for the Game of Thrones, which I think is kind of cool to be blending the pop culture between sneakers and the show. So
just like the Fortnite kicks for Lance Stephenson.
Does he have Fortnite kicks?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Before the season ended for the Pacers and in the playoffs, he had, you know, and the big thing was late in the season for guys to have those custom kicks painted. The same guy that does it for the NFL players. And he had custom Fortnite kicks.
Nice.
So
that's pretty slick.
Yeah. Clarence wants to get in here. He was waiting before the break. We were talking a little Chick-fil-A and your favorite fast food place. Clarence, who has a little experience when it comes to food because he works in the industry.
Just
Clarence,
a little bit. Just a little bit. What's going on, guys?
What up? A
couple of things. First off, Joe, Firehouse Sub over Subway any day of the week.
Clarence, I tried it once. I had heard the hype, and I was very disappointed with Firehouse Subs.
That depends on what you got, man.
Well, I got a turkey, and the lack of turkey made me less than pleased with it.
Oh, man, you went wrong. I've never had a lack of meat, so.
Okay, Clarence. All righty.
Oh, that's funny.
We'll leave you and your meat on that one.
Secondly, Chick-fil-A, Barry, if you want your cheese melted, all you have to do is ask them, cook your chicken fresh. Cook your chicken fresh. You want to fresh out the fry or whatever. They'll slap it on there, slap the cheese on there. By the time you get ready to eat it, it's all melted.
Will they do that? I didn't know that they
would. I thought Chick-fil-A was fresh.
Yeah, I thought it was
about?
All fresh. Now you're
they don't make it
until
you really? Don't worry. It's a different place.
Really?
Okay.
No. They probably have it in a warmer or some sort of heating pot to keep it warm, and then bam. Because you know they got to keep going.
That's good
to
know.
As far as Chick-fil-A being number one, yes, their customer service and their food is number one. And yes, they would drown you in sauces if they asked you to.
Indeed.
I love them.
Well, there you go. You heard it from the expert.
Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate you, Clarence.
My pleasure, Clarence.
Nice. That was nice.
Okay. So I'm surprised you're not getting tons of every possible social media reach out with votes on this fast food thing.
I figured the text line would go up.
Yeah, I was
going to
say this is one of those categories where everybody jumps on board.
Yeah, there's a few. Somebody said you have to ask for napkins at McDonald's now. That's how stingy they've become.
If you have to ask for napkins, then that warrants a complaint.
They don't have a cheese melting permit at Chick-fil-A. That's why they can't
You
do
guys
it.
Do realize, by the way, now, because of course, Taylor likes all the merry-go-rounds at all the different malls, and so we go to the malls a little bit more. They're getting stingy at the malls too. Unless you buy something, they don't. You know, they should have the napkin dispensers out and the condiments and everything out. All that is put away now at most of these fast food joints at the mall. You can't even get a napkin if Taylor got an ice cream and she got a little spill as we were going down the mall. You can't just go. There's no napkins anymore. I guess people just feel like they weren't paying and they were just grabbing all the napkins.
But let's be honest. There's some napkin thieves out there.
I'd be probably right.
Are you that guy?
I mean,
Nick needs toilet paper, bro.
See, I wasn't going to say Nick.
Now, I will
But
admit,
don't act like you've never been to somebody's house and saw a massive
and ketchup packets.
At McDonald's napkins.
No, I don't. I keep them in the car. Now, I will.
The ketchup, I think everybody should still ketchup.
But I keep the napkins in the car.
I grab as many as I can fit in my hand and keep them in the car. Just in case.
You're the guy that grabs a massive handful of mints before you leave the restaurant. You're
it's
that
so
guy.
Funny you mentioned that because Saturday, we were at a at this place in Tomball. I forget what it's called, but there's known for the best chicken fried steak in Texas or something like that. And it was decent chicken fried steak. But on the way out, my sister-in-law was like, or no, Nora was like, grab mints. Grab me some mints. Grab as many as you can grab.
Because she didn't want to do it.
Yeah, she didn't want to do it. So I'm sitting there like I'm freaking trick-or-treating, just shoving mints in my pocket. Just
those like Andes, those thin ones?
No, the
They better not be the green ones.
No, the green ones she said not
Olive Garden. No, no, no.
It was like
mints.
The red and white.
Oh, those are whack.
Regular,
oh, Lisa loves them.
Regular red and white peppermints, but then there was the black and green circular disc peppermints.
Not feeling those.
So I had to pick through them. So I'm like a damn, like a 9-year-old trick or treating, just shoving peppermints into my pocket as fast as I can. And this one girl at the front, she walks up and all she does is she walks up and sees me and goes, oh. And then that's it. And I was like, okay, I guess I got to stop now. It's embarrassing.
Dude, I was going to say,
she's laced
from
though.
A napkin
she got
standpoint,
for days.
Though, I loaded up my, I have to grab napkins and keep them in my car. Because once you have a kid, you realize they get, at any given time,
I'm just clumsy.
All over the seats, whatever. You got to have napkins.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm a lot more okay with like you taking ketchup. I don't know why, because people love ketchup. It's just a condiment that people have to have.
It's so that you don't have to buy it.
Not to Joel's extent.
I love ketchup.
Yeah, not to that extent, but yeah, but I mean, I don't mind. But I have been guilty of taking a whole bunch of them fortune cookies at China Garden.
Trey gets really upset with the lack of sauce now. Trey always he's a sauce-a-sewer, where he's constantly going
sauce-a-sewer.
They only gave me like one barbecue sauce for my nuggets, and that pissed me off. So
somebody said I used to work at Chick-fil-A. They don't have microwaves in their stores because they're not allowed to have microwaves in their stores.
It's against their religion.
I don't
but
know.
But he said warmers. He didn't say warmers are different than microwaves.
Nick, you and Barry eat way too much on the daily if you're not full after Chick-fil-A.
No, you're crazy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Burger King uses horse meat. Stop it.
That's not nice.
That is just not true. I would agree that Whataburger is number one if they didn't take an hour in the drive-thru.
It depends on which Whataburger you go to, bro.
And at what time. If you're at 2 a.m., you're stuck.
Yeah.
I love mine. The one, except for the ketchup thing. I don't know what the hell's been going on with them lately in terms of ketchup, but in terms of food, line, all that other stuff,
and,
it's fast.
And here's a text from the you, sir, can go to hell department. I don't understand the obsession with Chick-fil-A. It's probably the most overrated fast food restaurant
ever.
It
is slightly overrated.
Enjoy your trip to hell, sir.
I would make that argument. It's slightly overrated.
No.
Raheel and Dell can't overrated. Stop talking about, what is it, the spicy chicken sandwich?
It's good.
I haven't had it.
Yeah. And shout out to Chris Householder. Got that out.
There you go. All right. We're going to continue. We got one segment to go on the big show before we turn it over to the Blitz on SportsMap 94.1 on ESPN 97.5. Before we get to our break, I do want to tell you about the people at Greater Texan Health. You hear the ads on the radio. You know that there are a lot of men out there suffering from ED. And the men have taken the pills. They haven't seen the results. And they're struggling thinking that, well, quite frankly, maybe their sex life could be over. Well, ED is an issue that we know many men deal with, but the people at Greater Texan Health now can help. Greater Texan Health is going to meet with you in person, put together a customized plan, and help you end your ED today. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing that no money out of your pocket. Free, people. Free exam, free testing, and if their recommendations don't work, you get a full refund. All you're going to do is lose ED. No money out of your pocket unless it works, and then it's worth every penny. So check them out. They're conveniently located over by NRG Stadium. Free confidential exam and testing just by calling 713-554-4915. 713-554-4915. And again, because they're in the Med Center, they're close to all the suburbs, midtown, downtown. You can go on your lunch hour right after work. They get you in, they get you out, they get you on a plan. And they get you on your way to getting rid of ED. So check them out. Give them a call, or you can check them out at greatertexanhealth.com. But again, that number 713-554-4915. Greater Texan Health. Once a Texan, always a Texan.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Steelhouse Poker Club, the place that brought you the biggest opening weekend tournament in the history of the state of Texas, are back, and they're bigger and better than ever. That opening tournament was $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend that ended up shattering all kinds of records. The prize pool ended up being nearly $250,000. They're back and they're doing it again this October. They are having a $500,000 guaranteed tournament over there at Steelhouse Poker Club. All the information you can get online, steelhousepoker.com. That's easy. It's steelhousepoker.com. You can get it all there. And, I'm excited for this tournament. The place is amazing. If you've not been yet, you need to get out there. Even if you're just a casual poker player, get out there. They've got games all day long. They give away $75,000 all week, Monday through Sunday. So they've got, you know, $7,500 that they give away Monday through Thursday, $15,000 on Friday, $25,000 on Saturday, $5,000 on Sunday. They've got single-day tournaments. If you're not a cash game guy, you just want to play some tournaments, you can get into those every day except Saturday. But don't ignore those cash games. It's one of the easiest ways to get a seat in that $500,000 tournament is by getting in on their daily cash games. I can't stress that enough. Like I said, they've got 20 tables, tons of TVs. They've got this bar right in the middle, so all your mixers and stuff like that, if you want to bring your own alcoholic beverages, you can do that as well. Don't forget Lingerie Fridays. That's another reason to get out there and just get away from it all and enjoy some sports, play some poker, see some lingerie. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good Friday to me. I-45 North and West Road is where they are located. For more information on that tournament or what they have going on a daily and weekly basis, just log on to steelhousepoker.com. That's steelhousepoker.com.
There you go. So, final segment. Covered a lot of ground. Anything we didn't cover, you wanted to cover, had to cover, should have covered?
A lot of people were telling me that it was Goodson's Cafe in Tomball that has the best chicken fried steak in Texas.
Cowboys and Indians.
It was Cowboys and Indians. I'm not just saying that because you can go out there and have it. I didn't like the Goodson's because I felt like, and this is just me being honest, there was a lot of extra breading that made it look bigger than it was. And there was just like, you ever been to Long John Silver's and you just get the stuff? You don't get the food.
Yeah.
There's those little fried whatever, just dough. It was kind of like that. There was a whole, like, I went to cut off a piece of the chicken fried steak, my first piece. It was all just batter.
Batter, there you go.
There was no meat in the first bite. I was like, what the hell? I don't know. It was pretty deceptive.
You don't have a lung, John, like, if it's all
batter? It was like
batter.
The fake breast of chicken fried steak. I didn't appreciate it. It was, they fooled me. So, it was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good, but I don't know if I would go best in Texas. Okay. Just my opinion.
Fair enough. We didn't talk any hoops today. I know that really
bothers you guys. I'm devastated. I'm so sad.
But I mentioned our friend Kelly Eco out in Vegas. He, again, was not paying attention to the actual time zones. Was calling me last night, but was saying while he was out in Vegas that Luke's agent has said not happy. They're basically dangling him around, making him wait, Luke and Bamute. And they're basically saying, hey, if Melo doesn't come for the full mid-level, we might be able to give you more. But if he comes, then we can only give you the 1.2 or 1.9 or 2.1. And so he's getting a little tired of it. Yet they're doing the fluff service with the mayor for Luke's weekend that he just had at Rice, and all the execs for the Rockets are there and patting him on the back but saying, hey, just hang tight. So he's now accepting invitations for meetings and has been in contact with 5 different teams, 3 of which have already made him some sort of an offer, supposedly. So it could get dicey, folks. You're waiting on Capella.
I feel like they're playing chicken a little bit.
I agree with you completely.
What, with Luke?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's not the priority.
But even the priority's pissed off. Because
he
Capella
should not be
said,
the priority. He should not absolutely not be the priority.
Capella should be priority
Luke?
One.
Oh.
No, Capella should be priority
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but Capella and Luke and Melo is 2 different categories completely. You're talking about the mid-level exception versus 1.2 million or somewhere in that area. Capella is a completely different ballgame. So you're right. Capella should definitely be the priority when it comes to the big money that you're going to spend. But when it comes to this mid-level exception, forget Melo. You need to sign Luka Bamute right now to that mid-level exception.
That's where the dialogue. I wrote about it for Sports Map today. That's the dialogue going back and forth. Some people think the only clear-cut answer for Trevor Ariza leaving is mellow. And other people believe he's obviously a guy that has a reputation for being selfish and a cancer in the locker room. You saw what he did in Oklahoma City last year, and they're saying, to Barry's point, it should be Luke over Mello.
I wonder what his defensive rating is. What is his defensive rating compared to?
It has to be.
It's got to be garbage.
I don't necessarily believe that they should bring Mello over here, but I will say this. If he is the, if he's a target, he's more of a priority than Luke. Like,
but why though? You've already lost one defensive player. Now you're going to play chicken and lose the other one. Now you have nothing left. Defensively,
he's more of a priority. He should expect not to be talked to.
And Chris Paul and garbage.
And what was broken last year?
If Melo was a target, he should be expect not to be talked to before him or before Clint. He should expect
that. That's ridiculous.
He should expect that. If I was Luke, I'd expect that. I would totally expect that. Especially when they're
Be valued.
Perhaps, right now, but when they're being transparent and they're saying our target is Melo. You know what I'm saying?
Daryl hates the term assets. He does. He hates the fact that people think he looks at players like assets, but he does. He hates the term, but it's a fact because he's basically taking an asset and saying, yeah, you have some value to us, but I think there are players out there that bring more value that are going to have to be prioritized differently, and then if we get to it, we'll get back to you. And players, they want to be valued. That pisses them off. But from the Clint standpoint, which you're talking about, which I agree because he should be prioritized one, but he's also pissed off now. And Kelly told us a little bit about that. They came to him and made him more of a Anderson from San Antonio offer than they did a LaVine from Chicago offer. He wanted LaVine money, which is 4 years and $80 million. They offered him Kyle Anderson money, basically essentially four for 48. And his people are ticked off. But Barry and I talked about this while you were out, Nick. If you're the Rockets, you don't compete against yourself. You don't bid against yourself. So until he comes through with a legit offer of whether it's max or big money from a team that still has money left, like Chicago, like Atlanta, then why would the Rockets offer more than 12 a year? Come back and show us that you've got a team willing to commit that the years and the money. Otherwise, hey, we'll sit back and wait. And once you get an offer, yes. Otherwise, take the 1 year qualifying if you want to do that.
So, just to give you an idea, the top 20 in defensive rating in the NBA, it goes from Drummond had a 99, and number 20 was Danny Green with a 103.9. Okay. Mm-hmm. Carmelo Anthony's defensive rating over the last 2 years, 113 and 109.
I'm in total agreement with you. But at the end of the day, the Rockets see him as more of a priority because if they do view Melo as a target, they're going to see him as a more integral aspect or portion of the team than Luke. It's just facts. Whether you like Melo or not, that's just the way they're going to look at
with him too. So,
well, that doesn't mean that it's the right thing. You're right. You're right. It might be a fact, but that doesn't make it the smart thing to do. Honestly, do you think this is a better team with Carmelo Anthony and not Luke and Mbamute, or Luke and Mbamute and not Carmelo Anthony?
I've been on record.
Okay.
But I'm just saying they look at him as more of a priority.
Right. Yeah, I mean, in that regard, you're definitely correct. But
all right, fellas, we got to wrap it up there and leave it. We'll have plenty more to get to tomorrow when we continue with our Usual Suspects week. Join us 1 to 4 every single day right here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Stay tuned. The Blitz is next. Enjoy your evening, everybody.
Yeah, boy.